KJLO is a college community radio station broadcasting out of the Loyola campus of Concordia University in Montreal, Quebec. We broadcast at 1690 kHz on the AM dial and have a transmitter with 1000 watts of power. The views expressed on air do not reflect CJLO. Any views expressed during a show are those of the DJ and not of the station as a whole or its management. If you would like to find out more, please visit our website at cjlo.com. Thanks for your support and keep listening to CJLO 1690 AM, Montreal's underground radio.
CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk, or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dadake in the language of Ganegaha, and has historically been a meeting place for other indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
For CJLO News, I'm Erdine Batzorek. On Friday, students took to the streets to protest against Concordia's inaction on sexual violence. According to CBC, dozens of students gathered outside the GM building at the Sir George Williams campus to demand that the university change its sexual violence policy to be standalone and easy to navigate for survivors. The protesters want the university to provide an action plan with a timeline for how complaints are put through the process, increase transparency, and lobby the provincial government to reevaluate privacy laws that keep institutions from disclosing results of an investigation with the complainants. In an interview with CBC's Daybreak, Margot Berner, an English literature student, said when students meet with the administration to discuss sexual violence, they are, quote, routinely dismissed and ignored, end quote. In the same interview, Concordia spokesperson Fiona Downey told Daybreak, quote, "We don't want to impose things. We want to consult. We want to make sure that students and staff and faculty and all of the Concordia community gets a say," end quote. More than 500,000 people cast their votes in the advance polling for the Alberta provincial elections. According to CBC, at the end of the 5 days of advance polling, a record-setting 696,000 Albertans had cast their ballots. Almost tripled the amount of ballots cast in 2015 election advance polls, when about 235,000 people voted early. Pamela Renvick, Director of Operations and Communications with Elections Alberta, said, quote, "It's definitely a historic turnout," end quote. While there are numerous factors that affect the voter turnout, Renvick said she believes the convenience of advance polls led to greater voter turnout. This year, voters were allowed to cast their ballot in the advance polls anywhere in the province. In addition, there were 268 different locations, compared to 161 in 2015. As of Saturday, there were around 2.6 million Albertans registered to vote. Election day is Tuesday, April 16th. In a historic ruling, South Korea's Constitutional Court has ordered to ban abortion by 2020. According to BBC, the law was reviewed after a challenge from a female doctor who was prosecuted for performing almost 70 abortions. She said the ban endangered women and limited their rights. An opinion poll conducted in early April found 58% of the public favored abolishing the ban. Pro-choice campaigners say the abortion ban is part of a broader bias against women in the country. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Good evening. You're listening to Here For It on CJLO 1690 AM. And I'm Amanda, and I'm here with Cami. First, before we start our show, we wanted to express that our hearts go out to Paris for tonight. The tragedy, I don't know about you, Cami, but I got pretty emotional about it. It's just weird because I went to Paris in 2014 and I was there.
Yeah.
So it's crazy to, you know, see.
I've never actually been to Paris, but of course my heart goes out and my deepest sympathies mm-hmm. to, yeah, of course.
Other than that, what happened? How was your weekend?
My weekend was full of studying. If anyone else can relate to the finals, final semester blues, I guess you can say, I've been studying and all day today. I came to school early in the morning and I've literally been studying all day and my brain is ready to explode. And I still feel like I'm not even close to ready for my exam. And it's tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. So I'm like freaking out.
Are you going to pull an all-nighter?
I can't. I don't know how to do that anymore. You know, I actually, I used to do that a lot in CJEP.
Mm-hmm.
Like we had study groups and we would kind of just, you know, work really hard all night and kind of help each other stay up. But I can't do that anymore. I feel like I'm studying with a few students from my class. Like today I was studying with a few students that I know from class, but it's not necessarily the same because we don't have the, we don't know each other well enough to know how we study well.
Mm-hmm.
It helped a lot, I'm not going to lie, but I used to have like a study group that I would work with like constantly on every exam in CJEP, whereas in university, even though like I should probably have a flow for studying since it's my third year, I'm going into my fourth, but I still don't. I still find it so difficult to discipline myself, I guess, to study.
After 5 years, just I want to shout out to myself because last Friday was my last class
at
Concordia.
That's so awesome.
So I'm pretty happy. But all this to say, after 5 years and three programs, I still found myself doing things at the last minute, like procrastinating and just being like, oh, I'll do it. And then the deadline shows up and you're like, great, I'm going to pull an all-nighter now.
Yeah.
And just, I'm just lucky that usually my assignments were mainly essays and you can just do that at home.
I genuinely try not to wait. Okay, hold on. Let me rephrase this. I tend to do things last minute because I truly believe that my last minute work when I'm under pressure is my best produced work.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like to leave this sounds so bad. I like to leave myself like pressure, like last minute work. But it's not that I like it. It's just that I really do feel like I do my best work under pressure. It's just that sometimes if you don't, like even if I want to leave things till last minute, I still have to manage my time for it. And this semester, everything kind of just, it was really smooth sailing throughout the entire semester. I barely had any midterms or anything, and the assignments were very minimal. But then the end of the semester just hit me like a brick wall. Like I had so many assignments to do. I had, you know, my finals to study for, and like, it's just all hitting me. But then I got so lucky. It's like someone's watching over me. So I had an assignment due today. But then my teacher actually postponed it to midnight instead of the morning of today. So I had like, and because my teacher is so cool and she gives each student a 48-hour leeway in late assignment. So you have 48 hours and you can use it however you want throughout the entire semester. So for example, if you want to use 24 hours of an extension for one assignment, you can use the next 24 hours or you can split that or whatever you want. So I pretty much have my time to use if I want to. So that's good. And then I had my exam tomorrow at 9 a.m. And then I had another assignment due on Wednesday night. But my teacher today actually postponed it to Friday night. So now everything's just postponed. So I don't know if that's a good thing.
I think it's a good thing.
I feel like it's a good thing, but I was prepared to finish everything.
Which is even better because you were prepared. So then you're going to have it before Friday. And then you're going to have summer until like.
I feel like now that I know I have till Friday, I'm not going to start it until Friday.
You can't do that.
I'm so going to do that. Everyone who knows me knows I'm going to do that.
I was actually proud of myself this semester. I had minimal procrastination and I actually started things in advance.
And how does it feel? I don't know that feeling.
It's honestly a lot of times I would start it in advance and then because I started in advance, I'm like, I got time.
Yeah.
And then that's when you're just like, like 2 days before the assignment, I'm like, oh yeah, I have to do some work now.
Oh no, I don't even know. I think I've tried to do things in advance. Like I have my friends in my classes and they're so punctual and they're so good at setting time aside and being disciplined to you know, finish an assignment weeks, mm-hmm. even weeks in advance, which I will never understand.
I've seen people like that.
Ever.
I can't.
Mm-hmm. I was actually talking to one of my friends, I think it was yesterday, and she was telling me how she starts to study for exams like weeks before. Like that's what you're supposed to do. That's not a thing. I don't believe that that's what you're supposed to do.
Actually, I've rarely had exams. I say this like I rarely had exams.
Yeah,
because
you're in more of a, like, you have more writing. Yeah.
And the one exam that I had, like, a few years ago, I aced just because I prepared, like, in advance. But it was also because it was Greek mythology and it's really interesting. Mm-hmm. And it's more of, like, stories. So it really stuck. But
I can adore the class and I can still not put the time aside.
Yeah, that's
which
true.
Is, I think it's just in my character. Like I said, I do well under pressure. And that is proven by the results that I get.
Yeah.
So I'm not so worried about it. But then I do put myself in that like moment of stress where I'm like, I'm not going to finish it on time. And I'm like pulling my hair up. But then I finish it on time. I don't want to jinx myself. You know, I'm going to stop talking about it. I really don't want to jinx myself.
Well, as we're talking about procrastination, I feel like it ties in with our topic for tonight, which is adulting. If you saw on our social media, yes. We are like brilliant adults, mm-hmm. and we totally adult.
Brilliant.
You know? But as I was going to say, was that procrastination, I feel like, do you think if you're an adult, would you procrastinate? Or is it something
1,000%. I feel like I'm not going to change.
Because, like, I was reading online and, like, it was just, I asked Google.
Hey, Google.
What is it being an adult? And, like, one of the main things, like, on list was time management and just doing your thing. And I was thinking, like, no person, well, no one I know does that. You can be procrastinating at, like, 30, like you could be procrastinating at 50,
yeah,
or like 25, like any age. So we're going to be tackling more later on the show after our first break, what exactly is adulting or growing up.
And how we identify with it.
Yeah, because like you can't really pinpoint when you decide, oh yeah, I'm a man or I'm a woman, I'm an adult.
Yeah.
Because technically it's at 18 or... Yeah. 21, I guess, if you're in the States. But, like, I've only started, I think, in the past year to feel it, which is...
I guess in some aspects of my life I've felt it, and then other aspects I haven't reached it yet.
Yeah. And I feel like that's why when, like, the quarter-life crisis comes in and you're, like, existential crisis, mm-hmm. where you're like, oh, my God, I'm transitioning into, like... early 20s or whatever into like full-blown adults.
It's scary.
It's weird.
It is scary.
Yeah.
But there's kind of this anticipation, mm-hmm. you know, that I'm feeling. I'm like excited for the future and I'm excited for taking on responsibilities. But I'm sure that just like anything else, you know, it's just going to become your reality and then it's not going to be so exciting anymore.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
we can get into that after the break, I guess.
Yeah, I think we're going to... Oh, my God.
Every time, it never fails, Amanda drops her laptop. But she catches it before it hits the ground.
Yeah. That's all that matters is that I catch it and nothing is broken.
It's a tradition here for it.
Yeah. When is the laptop going to drop? So we're going to go on break. And then after the break, we're going to play Bills, Bills, Bills by Destiny's Child. Because what more... represents being an adult than paying your bills, you know? So here it is.
CJLO and Blue Skies Turn Black presents California indie folk duo Girl Pool, live at Bar La Ritz on Sunday, April 21st. Touring in support of their critically acclaimed release, What Chaos is Imaginary, Girlpool will be joined by Australian singer-songwriter Hatchie and Brooklyn-based pop artist Claude. Tickets are $17 in advance or $20 at the door. For more information, visit blueskiesturnblack.com or check out Blue Skies Turn Black on Facebook.
Hi, and welcome to the show tonight. Tonight we have...
the best new music.
But right now, let's check out the changes in this week's...
CJLO.
Top 30.
Charts and Crafts. Counting down the best new artists played at the station. Every Friday at noon, only on CJLO 6090 AM.
First we started out real cool, take taking me places I ain't never been. But now you're getting comfortable, ain't doing those things you did no more. You're slowly making me pay for things your money should be handling. And now you asked to use my car. Drive it all day and don't fill up the tank. And you have the audacity to even come and step to me, ask to hold some money from me until you get your check next week. You're trifling, good for nothing type of brother. Silly me, why haven't I found another? A baller. When times get hard, need someone to help me out instead of a scrub like you who don't know what a man's about.
Can you pay my bills? Can you pay my telephone bills? Can you pay my automobile?
On my car, gave me back credit, buying me gifts with my own hands. Haven't paid the first bill, but you said heading to the mall. Going on shopping sprees, perpetrating to your friends that you be falling. And then you use my cell phone, calling whoever that you think at home. And then when the bill comes, all of a sudden you be acting dumb. Don't know where none of these calls come from. Mama's number's here more than once. You're trifling, good for nothing type of brother. Silly me, why haven't I found another? A baller. When times get hard, need someone to help me out instead of a scrub like you who don't know what a man's about.
Can you pay the bills? Can you pay my telephone bills? Can you pay my
bills?
To Hear For It with Cammie and Amanda, and you're tuned in to CJLO 1690 AM. You were just listening to Bills, Bills, Bills by Destiny's Child, and if you cannot relate to that, I mean, that's totally fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Our topic tonight is all about adulting. And or would you say it like that? Adulting, Jesus.
Adulting, yeah.
I can't even speak.
Adulting?
I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with me. I think I'm just so overwhelmed with so much information in my head about my exam that a lot of the things I may say tonight might not make sense. And they may, they just might not. Anyways, so you wanted to get into the aspect of life where you have to pay your bills. Hence the song we just played.
I mean, yeah, it's part of...
You wanted to talk about...
Being an... adult. Mm-hmm. Now I can't say it
it's
anymore.
My fault. I'm sorry.
And I find when you start paying your own bills, now I just feel like I'm just repeating the lyrics, it's a sign that you are heading towards being an adult. And like, it could start off with, if you're still at home, if you have a car, you pay your car. If you have like your phone, you know, you have your like whatever bills you have. And then when you move out, you have rent and everything. And then you have becoming broke and become like the student life, as everyone says, which is not always fun, because, you know, you're an adult and you want to do things like an adult and be independent, but you're not completely independent yet because you're tied down with a lack of money, which obviously doesn't really
I think that happens mostly, like to students who are full-time students and working part-time, but also fiending for themselves. So that's kind of like an area where you're stuck in between being a child in a sense, or being a teen, being someone who doesn't have...
Between dependence and independence.
Yes, that's a perfect way of saying it. Thank you. I have to say for myself, I'm so lucky. I still live at home, and so my dad is very, very helpful with my finances, I would say, and in a lot of other ways, of course. But I can't relate to the finance aspect of adulting, just because I haven't had to fiend for myself in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think I moved out into my first apartment. I was 21. So,
and you are now?
24.
24. So yeah. 3 years ago.
Yeah, about. And so I stayed 2 years there. And then now this is my second year in my new apartment. Well, my second apartment. Mm-hmm. And despite having to pay the rent every month, and then I have also school to pay for and phone bills and everything, I know that, let's say there's a mishap, I can always fall back on my family.
Right.
But it's a source of stress, but it's also a source of it's freeing to be able to just do whatever you want and feel independent. And
if you don't mind me asking this, did you decide that you wanted to take on your finances? Was it something that your parents were like, or your mom, for example, if you move out, you have to provide for yourself?
Well, it just...
Or did it just happen that way?
It just happened that way. It was more like, it's obviously my apartment, so I'm going to pay for it.
Right.
I lived 4 years at my grandparents' house. Right. So there, I obviously didn't pay rent. This was for Sejep and my first year of...
University,
yeah. And then after, I was like, okay, I've saved up. I obviously planned out like if I had enough money for it. Me and my best friend, we looked for apartments. We looked everywhere. We found one in the Plateau. Well, it was like really outskirts of the Plateau. And at the time, it was pretty cheap. And then 2 years later, they hiked up the prices after not doing much to the apartment. So we're like, okay, we're going to move. So we moved to NDG.
Okay.
Which is, it's cool because you get to see like two like different places in the Montreal. And now she's moving to Côte des Neiges, and I'm going to like crash at her place for a few months until I hopefully go abroad. So that's going to be a new...
Is that the plan?
That's the plan.
So she's leaving me and not going to do the radio show.
Okay, well, that's in a few months.
I'm totally kidding.
Or I can like be radioed in.
You know that we can probably do that.
We could probably do that.
But it's cool. It's all good.
We could do that. We're not stressed at all or anything, no, right?
It's fine. My eye's just twitching a bit.
Yeah, that's the plan.
So cool.
I'm going to take doing a TESOL certificate next month. And then once I do have the certificate, I can go anywhere abroad, teach, make money, and
just in
pay
case,
those debts.
In
you
case
know.
Those who don't know, TESOL stands
TESOL
for...
TESOL is Teaching English as a Second Language. Yeah. You can... They actually have a program at Concordia.
Yeah.
So you can do, like, I think it's a 2-year program at Concordia. What I'm doing is an intensive, like, of 3 weeks, and then 40 hours online.
Okay.
And yeah, it's pretty intensive.
What are the three weeks consist of?
It's just two classes a week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but then during the week you have to prep for courses as if you're like a teacher.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So would you be teaching online or would you be going abroad to teach in person?
I could teach online, but my plan is to go abroad and teach in person.
Because I know a lot of people who want to travel, like you're traveling in order to teach somewhere else, or is it just traveling and then you're going to happen to be teaching?
Because I know
some people who do teach English as a second language, sorry, online. Mm-hmm. So they'll set aside certain hours, like they have appointments with like students learning English from China or anywhere else. And then they just the rest of the time it's their job. It's just that they can do it through their laptop as long as they have Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I could do that because now it's stricter. It's more
strict.
Mm-hmm. It's more strict. You need a certificate. You need like whatever hours of experience to do it online. You didn't have to initially. I could do that with a certificate, but I really wanted, like, you make more money if you go there. And also my plan is to go to Korea where they house you. The food is pretty cheap and you get pretty good salary.
You wanna go to Korea?
Yeah.
Why Korea?
Because I've never been to Asia, and also the salary was
much better,
really good. And nice. I wanted to save up and pay off the student loans, and before traveling elsewhere.
Right.
Yeah, and then I never really thought of going to Asia, so it's my chance to travel and work on my blog, and keep an eye out for my blog.
Yes.
Yes, that's my plan. What about you? What's your plan?
Oh boy.
Your adult plan for
my
once
adult plan?
You
I don't have an adult plan just because I don't know. So I live at home and that's going to stay the same for the next little bit, I'm sure. In terms of my plans, so I still have a semester. So after this semester, I'm taking summer classes and then I have another semester and hopefully by the end of next fall, I'll be done. Mm-hmm. After that, I have the option, of course, to continue school if I want to. I'm very lucky in that sense. And or I can just stop and then look for a full-time job or take some time to maybe travel some places before settling down and having a full-time job. And I really don't know. I think it's just I'm going to see where it takes me. I don't really want to – I feel like if I start thinking about it in – too much detail, I might get nervous and stressed about the future and as to where I'm going. The more I talk about it, the more stressed I get. But not really. I guess it's more just I'll see where I am when I'm done school. And I'm thinking about maybe taking more classes, doing a diploma or doing a master's. But I don't know if I want to do that right away. So it really depends on how I feel about that. I was actually, because you did journalism.
Yeah.
And I was actually curious about the diploma in journalism.
I saw they had a certificate.
Yeah.
It was travel journalism. And then the other one was
blogging. No, but they actually
blogging.
Have a diploma.
Oh, okay.
Instead of a master's, it's a shorter amount of time. It's only a year. And it's a diploma in journalism. So I was curious about that, actually. And so I might look into doing that just because... I did marketing, business administration, and then now I'm doing human relations and a minor in diversity and sustainability. And I feel like I have so many different angles, and why not? I just love, I always was interested in journalism.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that that's just something else that I'd want to put into under
Following
my belt.
Following my path.
Yeah, I want to follow your path. No, but in terms of an actual plan, I don't have one. I know I want to travel before settling down. But then again, that just depends on obviously, if I have the money to do that and just where I am in life in general.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm not too – I don't really have a direct path. I think it can kind of just go anywhere.
Yeah, and I think part of growing up is being okay with not having a plan and also being – prepared and having a plan, whichever you are still doing okay,
because
either you go with the flow or you're a planner. It's two
That's
types of people.
Yeah, exactly, you have the two different characters, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like sometimes I can be a bit of both, for short-term goals, I'm more of a planner in my life, for my life, but for long-term goals, because it's so, you never know what can happen. Like, I don't like to plan and then my expectations are not met, or like, I just kind of have like an ultimate goal, and that's obviously just to be happy and to just be satisfied with my job, because I don't want to wake up every morning and not like where I'm going. Yeah. So for, if that means spending a bit more time in school, then obviously I'd do it. It's just about what I want to do it. I still don't know. So yeah, I have no idea. I know, you know, when everyone asks you, they're like, oh, so like, what's next? What's the big, you know, picture? Or I don't know. They just ask you what you're going to do after school. And you're just, I have no idea. And I talk to friends about it, and they have their ideas. They have, you know, they're like, I'm going to do a master's in this, and then eventually I want to get a job in this, or I'm going to travel here. I already bought my ticket, and then I'm coming back then, and I'm going to do this. Like, I have a friend who's graduating this semester. She bought a one-way ticket to Europe.
Oh my God, she's so
light. With her boyfriend. And they're both going to Europe, and they bought a one-way ticket, and their plan is to just travel through Europe and Asia and for a year. And then come back and then figure it out. And I'm just like, oh my goodness.
And how are they funding this?
They're going to stay in hostels. They're going to work while they're out there. They kind of, which is great. You know, that's a cool way of living too. Like, I totally respect that. That'd be something so interesting to do.
I admire that. Like, yeah. That's something I always wanted to do, is just like up and leave and like travel Europe. But I'm also the type who has to be like, prepared for everything. And that's why I'm taking the teaching route, because I do want to travel and work on my travel blog. But I also want to have stability and security and have like money flowing in, and then I could be, you know,
you can have a good time and not stress.
Yeah,
for sure. Honestly, I don't know how people do it. I don't know how, like, I power to her, honestly, for saying I'm buying this one. They already purchased it, so, like.
Ooh, where are they going?
I think they're landing in Paris, I think, first. Mm. And then they're just going to go from there.
Okay, yeah.
I was talking at work, because my coworkers, some of them are going on vacation throughout the summer, and they were asking me if I was going anywhere. I said no, because I have my classes to take in the summer, and I went away last summer. And they were telling – so my boss was telling me that she had done, when she was younger, she had done like a – she had taken the train through Europe.
Yeah, and it's pretty cheap.
Yeah, and I in the back of my mind, I knew that it was affordable, but I didn't know how affordable it was.
Oh, it's like depending on where you're going. Yeah. I've never taken a train from like country to country, but I've taken – within,
like, for example, Italy.
Yeah, I've actually taken within Italy.
There you go.
You're like, wow, okay.
Good guess.
And it was pretty cheap, like, I think max 40 euros.
That's great.
And you're going from like Florence to Rome, let's say, or like Florence. I think I went Florence to Naples.
Yeah.
Which is like two extremities of the.
So just for fun, me and my coworker on our lunch break, we were like, all right, we're going here, we're going here, we're going here. We literally did the whole tour of Europe, and it was under $1,000 Canadian for a train rides.
Oh, train rides only.
Yeah, by train. Everything by train through Europe. But it's just crazy.
It's really hard, because what I tend to do when I hang out with friends is that no matter what topic we're having, it's just at a certain point travel comes along, then there's all the plans. Like, I was talking to one of my best friends who's living in Taiwan now, Elizabeth, and she's traveling to Europe. So she's like, are you going to Portugal this year? I'm like, of all the years, obviously it's not this year. But then all the possibilities came up. Oh, we can do Portugal and then go to Amsterdam, because I always wanted to go. Or maybe like
I've heard
Scotland.
That Amsterdam is overrated.
Really?
That's what I've heard.
I guess I'll have to find out.
Yeah, and you'll let us know.
I'll let you guys know. You know what? I could be your travel correspondent if ever I leave. That's what I can do. But yeah, and I always end up planning things. Like last year we were talking and I literally checked tickets to Bali, and I think it was
from Montreal,
and it was like about $800, which is pretty cheap considering that Montreal to like Europe is sometimes like $1,500. And in August too, this was like August.
Wow,
yeah, I was shocked.
That's
I don't know
really
if it's their winter though. Yeah. Talking about traveling, I think this is not really considered adulting. It's just being weird, but it's literally not has nothing to do with adulting. But the other day, I was trying to fall asleep at a decent hour. I think it was like 9:30. Lights are all out, and then this question hits me: what is the longest time difference in the world?
What?
Yeah, why would was I thinking of that? I don't know. Like from one country to the next. Mm-hmm. And so I researched it and it's these two islands in the Pacific.
I like how you just thought of this so randomly.
Yeah, no, I don't know why. And they're 26 hours difference. But then I was like, okay, I'm good. I put away my phone and then it just hits me. I'm like, wait, if they're at the two extremities of the Earth, which the Earth is round, as we all know.
Really? I had no idea.
Really? I thought it was flat. You're not a flat earther?
Nope.
Basically, that would mean that they were be neighbors. So the time it takes to go from one island to the next is 2.5 hours. But if you go...
Yeah.
And then obviously so it's weird. Like almost 10 o'clock at night. I'm supposed to be in bed. I'm exhausted. And I'm just mind blown. I'm like... 2.5 hours and you just skip an entire day. Weird. And 2 hours.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So just fun fact for the night. Weird thoughts when you're like, should be sleeping. I'm sure there's someone out there who's thinking about it.
I'm sure you're not the only one.
I'm not the
she
weirdo.
The only one.
No one heard that.
I hope they did.
Yeah. Other than that, adulting is really... I thought it would be an easy topic to tackle, but I honestly don't know what it consists of.
I'm not an adult yet, so.
I feel like I am becoming an adult just because just this past year, I think it's like the looming 25 mm-hmm. that's like making me like panic. Mm-hmm. But I've just slowly becoming to like realize that I might just be an adult and that's okay.
Well, yeah. You're a lot closer than I am, that's for sure.
Okay, please don't call me old on air, okay?
Oh, I won't do it.
Maybe after.
I don't know if you remember, but I had written an article when I first joined her campus. Mm-hmm. I'd written an article about what we should have been taught in high school, and it was essentially like the things that we need to know when we are adults and when we're kind of just independent,
yeah.
Right? And one of the things was that high school should have taught us how to do our taxes.
Oh my God, yes.
And I tried to do my taxes this year. But the thing is, with things like that, there's no room for error. You don't want to make mistakes, you know what I mean? And there was no one really there. My boyfriend tried to guide me, but our taxes are a bit different. We have a different lifestyle. So he's not an accountant, so he won't know exactly
what counts,
what applies to me and what doesn't, right? So I tried to do it and I thought I was all good. And then I sat with my dad and my brother the other day and we were talking about it. And I got scared and I was like, all right, well, I'll just send them back to the accountant. And because I tried to do it alone this year. And then I saw we had realized that there were a few mistakes that I made. And it's hard. It's scary.
See, that's a step to adulting that I haven't taken because every year my mom asks me for my tax returns. She sends it off to the accountant and I don't have to worry about it. Yeah. I just... wait for the money to come in and that's all I'm expecting.
My mindset was that I want to learn, I want to understand,
which is good, yeah.
Which is, yeah, of course it's good. And also, like, why am I paying someone to do my taxes when I can be doing them myself, where I'm gaining the knowledge and I'm not losing my money? You know what I mean? So that was my mindset going into it. But in my opinion, it is a sensitive thing, and I didn't want to make any mistakes. And I had seen my dad was talking to me, and there was a few mistakes that I had made, and so I just kind of got nervous, and I kind of gave in again. But I really think that, you know, I'm gonna maybe. I really don't know. I don't know what the steps are to take to learn them on your own. people are probably listening to this and I'm like, I do my own taxes all the time. I know how to do my taxes.
I don't think so.
It's hard. And I don't know any of my friends who do their own taxes, so I don't feel that bad.
What else was on your list of what we should have known and learned in high school?
Credit scores and your credit. So I had written about how, because in high school, look, I'm not saying that the things that we learn in high school are not, you know, useful in our life, but debatable. But no, but there are things that we need to know as humans, and we never learned them, and we're expected to know. Like, for example, taxes. We're just expected to either you send them off to somebody who has learned how to do it, or you try to do it on your own, but then you have no idea what you're doing. So there are things that we could have been taught, that we should have been taught, so credit was another thing that I had written about. And because I didn't know at a young age, you don't know and understand the concept of and the importance of having a good credit score and what it can mean for your future. And, you know, when you want to buy a house, if you're a type of person who wants to buy or purchase your home or anything, right? You have to have a good credit score. And to me, before I had written the article and before I had looked into it, I had known a little bit about it, but I was just a little bit upset that it's not in the curriculum when we're learning from what we're learning in high school. Like, mm-hmm. there are just things that I think could have been, you know, dismissed from the high school curriculum and been replaced with things that are more important.
No, for sure. Like, I feel like just random things like economics and stats should have been a high school thing, and I've never taken those courses. Mm-hmm. I'm not planning on taking
those. I took a business stats course. I had to take it twice.
But I feel like these are things that you could have taken that would have been more beneficial in the long run. Yeah,
for sure. There were a few other things that I had written in there too, but I can't, off the top of my head, I can't remember because it was a while ago. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure that people listening have their opinions of what we could have learned in high school that is more beneficial to us and more useful as adults.
No, for sure.
Is there anything you could think of? I can't remember what I wrote.
I feel like I had one, and obviously I didn't write it down while you were talking, and it just slipped my mind.
That's okay.
But I think, I think what I was going to say is that one of the biggest parts of growing up is just not to have expectations on what it is to be a grown-up, because, like, for all aspects of life, like, we're on at different levels, we're at different paces, we're just at different places, and you can't compare someone who's in school with someone who's already had their first job.
Yeah, like, that's so true. That's another aspect. Comparing yourself to other people is just...
Because, like, you can, like, look, especially, like, when I look on Facebook, I see so many people who are starting families.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, you know, like, right? High school, like, yes, friends where you're just, like, this girl's pregnant and this girl's pregnant. And it used to freak me out because I'd be like, you're too young to be pregnant. Mm-hmm. You're too young to get married. Yeah. And now you're like, well, no, they're an adult now. They can do what they want, marry who they want. And that's their stage of life.
Yeah,
and
you're right.
We're just at different, we're like not even on the same, my probable like family is like way down the line.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I agree with you. I know some people from high school who have had children or are having children, and it's just because you're not in the same, because when you're in high school, you're all at the same place. You're all experiencing the same things. Your daily lives are the same.
Yeah.
But then when you graduate high school, people go their own ways and they grow up at different paces. So seeing somebody who used to be at the same level as you in the majority of aspects in your life to going, like, being completely different, it's scary. And you compare yourself and you're like, am I supposed to be at that stage in my life? You know, people. So I have friends who are already graduated and already have a master's degree or are almost finished their master's. And I'm like here and I'm thinking, I haven't even finished my undergrad or my bachelor's degree. And I'm comparing myself. I'm like, am I supposed to be there? Why am I taking longer? Where did I make the mistake? Not the mistake, but, you know, you can't help but compare yourself. But I think that being an adult comes with learning how to be strong and resilient. And it's just important not to compare yourself to other people and just to understand and accept that you're going to grow at your own pace. And that's totally fine. Everyone's growing at their own pace. You know?
On that note, we're going to go on our second break of the night. And we'll be back for the last 15 minutes real soon.
Les productions Nuit d'Afrique présentent la 13e édition des Célidars de la musique du monde. Les Célidars, unique distinction musicale qui souligne les talents des artistes de la musique du monde, vous invite à découvrir 36 groupes de musique du monde. Dans le cadre de ces concerts vitrines gratuits, venez voter pour vos artistes sculpteurs tous les mardis et mercredis, jusqu'à 18 avril au Club Balatou. Les Célidars, le prix du public qui fait grandir le monde. Pour plus d'informations, www.celidars.com.
Isn't laughing fun? Here at What's Funny, Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m., if you like comedy, talking about comedy, or talking about people who talk about comedy, then this show's for you.
What's the deal with
What's Funny?
Thanks, personal friend of mine, Jerry Seinfeld. We've got comedians, we've got people who just happen to be funny, and we've got me, your host, Steven. So tune in every Wednesday from 5 to 6 here on CJLO 1690.
Welcome back. You're listening to Here For It with Cami and Amanda, and you're tuned in to CJLO 1690 AM. And I was talking to somebody today who thought that it was pronounced CJLO, and I had to correct them. Interesting fact, I guess, not so much.
I don't know. You guys tell us.
Yeah. So we were just talking about what it is to become an adult or being an adult or, yeah. And we have our opinions, of course. You were reading something on the HuffPost. Sorry.
Yeah.
Did you want to take us into that article? It was interesting.
Yeah, sure. Especially since it kind of ties in with what we were talking about, like different levels of like places in life. Mm-hmm. So I just typed in on Google, what is it to be an adult? And I got these 34 ways you change as you become an adult. Mm-hmm. And some of the things listed was you don't feel the need to gossip anymore, which
is not true.
Not true.
So not true. I'm sorry. Do you see the old lady sitting at the park bench gossiping about their husbands or the lady who lives next door? Come on. That's bull.
Older, like, ladies always
even men gossip. Get out of here. Men
okay,
like
yeah,
to gossip
men
too.
Gossip
they
too.
They just think that they don't.
They no, I've met quite a few who like to gossip.
Yeah, of
they're
course.
They're not gonna hide it.
Of course.
Why would you deny yourself?
I feel
that?
Like honestly, I feel like I'm less of a gossip. Like that, my like being young, I see the older people gossip, and I'm yeah. just like, wow, that's so.
I see myself, you know? Like different stages, like the cocktails in your 30s, gossiping, like
yes.
Sex in the City, and then
<That's so true.
laughs> I don't know, you're gonna be like Golden Girls. I've never actually watched the show, but I'm just gonna use it as a
neither
reference, you know.
Whoa, we're a very small part of the population who has not watched those.
Really? Yeah, I know. I just it wasn't
Golden Girls. I've seen clips of, but I haven't seen Sex in the City.
I've watched some episodes in the movie for some reason, and it was all right. I'm not going to, yeah.
Not too interested.
But yeah, gossip. I personally don't necessarily gossip. Okay, I'm saying that, but I know I do, partially. I probably do, but I much prefer listening to gossip. I don't care if I don't know the person. Just yeah. tell me the details.
Yeah, that's true. I like watching shows that have a lot of gossip, like reality shows.
Oh yeah,
I feed off of those, and I just sit there and enjoy it, and that's how I kind of
so you, do you
satisfy
keep, like,
that.
Do you
need
keep
of,
up with the Kardashians?
Of course I do.
I've heard like was it were you the
so
one who
bad.
Told me that Kim K is like wants to be a lawyer or something?
She's studying.
Yeah,
she's studying to be a lawyer.
That baffles me. Anyways,
honestly, good for her.
Yeah,
do you.
You go, Glenn Coco.
Yeah.
the second one was you have more self-control, which depending on the person, I don't really know what they mean by self-control. Like, do you mean like you don't procrastinate or...
I guess it can kind of go in different angles.
I don't know. You're healthier or you don't binge, which is also...
Not true.
Like, doesn't make any sense because...
This is a lie.
It's
this
a lie.
This is a lie.
You know how to apologize and admit faults,
so
which
true.
I think is idealistic, but not the case for every adult.
Mm.
You gain more patience, which is no. I'm just shaking my head as if you guys can see
me. I can't say until I reach a point where I'm for sure an adult.
I don't know. It just depends. Like, I think I'm generally a patient person. I obviously have my moments where I'm quite impatient, but I've met a lot of adults, or like older adults, let's just mm-hmm. say, who are incredibly impatient and just, it's not a thing. I don't know where they got this information. Your idea of going out changes, as do many of your priorities, which I can see that.
I think it's just because your reality and your daily life changes.
Yeah, because like you get more tired. You just don't want to like go out that often.
Especially imagine now our idea of going out is going out and like having drinks with our friends and whatever, mm-hmm. or whatever it is. And then when you're older and you have, let's say you have kids or you have a full-time job or whatever, you don't have the energy to do that, obviously.
Or the time. Yeah. Like, you might have the energy, but not the time. And that also depends on what your situation is at a certain age. Because mm-hmm. you could be 30 and
that's true.
Live the bachelor life mm-hmm. and have a good pay, good job, and you just want to splurge on the weekends and go for out sure. dancing. For but sure. then the same 30, like another 30-year-old friend who's just like, you know what, I just
want to... Well, even at this age, I met this girl last semester who was married and is my age. And it's, even at that point, our realities are different and our idea of going out is different. So
it's really also depends on the person.
It's a case by case.
It's a case by case because I feel like like there are married couples that go clubbing together. Mm-hmm, I am sure that's a thing. The next one was, you're confident in who you are. And I really hope that happens, but we can't promise that as you grow up. For that to happen, there's a lot of work. And I think that's one of the things about being an adult is that you're more in tune with who you are and you know your weaknesses and you help yourself or you help others help you. So if you don't have the confidence or the self-esteem, mm-hmm. you know where to seek that, you know, that help. Which other ones? There was like a few. You live by your own standards.
That, of course, yeah.
Yeah. You care more about your health and realize how directly your choices can affect the way you feel. Which I think, yes, as you grow up, you are more aware of how your health, mm-hmm. What you eat relates to your health. Mm-hmm. The fact that whether you act on it, that's a whole other issue. Right,
that's a whole other issue. That's so true. Yes.
Personally, I should act on it. Do I? Not so much. Who hasn't gone to the gym in like 4 years? Raise your hand. I've done some stuff, but you know, mm-hmm. it doesn't really count. You let your grudges and you let go of your grudges and realize how meaningless they truly are.
I don't think that's true.
I mean, as we said about gossip comes from grudges most of the time. So yep. I don't think, I don't think that correlates. Mm. You have realized who your true friends are. I think that's true.
I don't think that's true.
Really?
I don't think that's true. I think every person is constantly evolving. So you'll never... You can make friends at the age of 30 and you can realize that your friend for 15 years is no longer, you guys have distance, like have, you know what I mean? I think that it's constantly evolving. Maybe, you know, your friendships are longer, therefore you feel like you have to continue those friendships just because of the amount of time.
But I think that's what it means, though. It's like you are aware who your true friends are. So even as you grow, like if that person changed or if you change, you're aware that maybe you guys moved on.
So I misunderstood it then. Yes.
And I mean, I think we talked about friendships a few weeks ago. Yes. So if you want to go on the podcast app.
Was that episode 3 or 4? I think it was 4.
I think it was 4.
Yeah.
But if you go on CastBox or the podcast app, it's all up there for our old
content.
Yeah. Productivity provides you with more fulfillment than it once did. So that ties. Yeah.
I'm reading it like just so I can understand it.
Yeah. Some of these are just weirdly phrased.
honestly, I don't think that there's actually, you know, maybe on paper there's a definition of what being an adult is, but yeah. I think everyone's version of that is different. And I truly think that we'll only understand it when we're truly living it. So, yeah.
I think even then, like, now yeah, I want to know, like, do 35-year-olds feel like they're adults? Do parents feel like they're adults? Like, yeah. When do you become an adult?
You're an adult when you have children. That's when you're an
adult.
But
then again, like, for the first few months, do you even know what you're doing? You're just kind of, like, winging it, no?
That's true.
So, I guess with that, we are going to finish our podcast, well, our show for tonight. Stay tuned, because in the next hour, one of my best friends, Brittany, is starting her first radio show on CJLO.
Yes, it's exciting.
And it's going to be every week at 10 p.m. right after us. It's mm-hmm. called Something Wicked. So if you want, like, a little dark music.
Ooh, I like that title, too.
Yeah, it's a really good title. I'm very proud of her. And before we leave, we're just going to put the next song is Never Grow Up, which is kind of depressing. Wow. I'm sorry.
T-Swift is going to hit the heartstrings.
Yes. Well, you guys, it's so good. It's just pretty depressing.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
We'll leave you guys with that note. And we'll be back next week, obviously. You're listening to Here For It on CJLO 1690 AM. Good night.
Little hands wrapped around my finger, and it's so quiet in the world tonight. Your little eyelids flutter 'cause you're dreaming, so I tuck you in, turn on your favorite nightlight. To you, everything's funny. You got nothing to regret. I'd give all I have, honey, if you could stay like that. Oh, darling, don't you ever grow up, don't you ever grow up, just stay this little. Oh, darling, don't you ever grow up, don't you ever grow up, it could stay this simple. I won't let nobody hurt you, won't let no one break your heart, now no one will desert you. Just try to never grow up. And never grow up. You're in the car on the way to the movies, and you're mortified your mom's dropping you off. At 14, there's just so much you can't do, and you can't wait to move out someday and call your own shots. But don't make her drop you off around the block. Remember that she's getting older too, and don't lose the way that you dance around in your PJs getting ready for school. Oh, darling, don't you ever grow up, don't you ever grow up, just stay this little. Oh, darling, don't you ever grow up, don't you ever grow up, it could stay this simple. And no one's ever burned you, nothing's ever left you scarred. And even though you want to, just try to never grow up. Take pictures in your mind of your childhood room.